Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the post-match podcast. Liverpool beaten Manchester City by 2-1. First up, we've got Paul's match reaction. Then we've got my match reaction, player ratings, and a little clip from the instant match reaction as well.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men TV. Liverpool have just beaten Manchester City by 3-1.
Liverpool top of the league.
Absolutely incredible from the mighty Reds. A genuinely sensational performance. I don't think any of us expected that, to be perfectly honest. I mean, I spoke to a lot of people. Everyone I spoke to in the build of this game was nervous. They were bricking it. I see so many clenched arseholes. I don't mean that I mean the literal arsehole. Everyone I spoke to ahead of this game, I didn't feel that way. You know why? Because Liverpool are amazing. And we had the game plan spot on for the vast majority of this game today. And we blew them away. And look, the ball drops to Fabinho. Fabinho! Since when? Since when do we have? We've got the best DM in the world. Shoot! And he did. I was right behind it, an absolute pearler. And Liverpool went from strength to strength, and it was so reminiscent of the great performances we put in against City in recent years, miles away from the game last season. They obviously tried to take it to us. They thought, we can't afford to lose this one. A win's more important for Man City in the grand scheme of things in the league, which is an incredible testament to how good Liverpool have been this year. So they went for it, and we handled it, and we hit them, and we smashed them to pieces, and it was genuinely delicious. Great performance, all right.
Champions of Europe!
Mohamed Salah was incredible. Sadio Mane, tireless. But I thought Gini Wijnaldum deserved special credit in the midfield. I thought
Gini Wijnaldum.
He was magnificent. A bundle of energy in the midfield for Liverpool. Perfect. Fabinho, outstanding. And yeah, I think the only thing that you could slightly critique Liverpool over was a slight change of formation in the second half. And I think it was designed to push on a bit more. And we never did. And I think it kind of hampered us a little bit. But when you're 3-0 up against Man City and you're a little bit disappointed that you've not gone on and scored 4, I think that's another one of those phenomenal testaments. There is a strong, ever-growing bank of testaments to just how fucking brilliant this Liverpool side is. Another guy with a great performance, Andy Robertson, magnificent. I think Trent on the other side had a hard time. I think Raheem Sterling, I don't think he's done it, he's endeared himself once again, not endeared himself to Liverpool fans, but what a fantastic footballer he is, and he caused us problems all game long. But the thing is, not enough problems, dickhead, because you lost 3-1. Anyway, listen, that's enough from me. Me and Chris are going to do the instant match reaction. We're going to be getting player ratings with these wonderful people here in a moment. And there'll be a vlog over on my channel as well. So thank you very much for watching, for liking, for sharing, and for subscribing. Ta-da.
There you go, that was Paul's match reaction. He's happy, he's buzzing. Liverpool fans around the cop were absolutely made up. I told a lie before. We're not going to do my match reaction, are we? We normally go straight into the player ratings. Should we give them both? We'll give you fucking both, because Liverpool are top of the league. Here's my match reaction, a la just a fucking big sing-song, to be honest with you.
But please, I'm
Take it.
If you think I've come here for anything other than a big fat sing along, you are wrong. Yeah. Liverpool, top of the league!
Liverpool, Liverpool, top of the league! Liverpool, top of the league!
Points top of the league, 9 points ahead of Manchester City, Leicester in second, Sheffield United in fifth. Manchester City, come to town, try and play us in our backyard, try and get 3 points, fuck off. This is Anfield.
Oh, Manchester! It's full of shit! It's full of shit! Oh, Manchester!
Mate, what a performance by Liverpool Football Club. From start to finish, from Fabinho hitting that ball the way that he did, unbelievable. The second goal, Trent Alexander-Arnold, crossfield pass, Andy Robertson, great ball. To Andy Robertson.
Oh, Andy Robertson.
To Mo Salah. Mo Salah. We'll do that one next. That's between me and you. We'll definitely do that one next.
Mo Salah! Mo Salah! Running down the wing. Salah! Egyptian king. Mo Salah! Running down the wing. Salah! Egyptian king.
Mate, they made a few mistakes in that game. That lad on the right wing, giving him the ball and not thinking he's going to get to the byline, not thinking he's going to whip that ball in, not thinking Sadio Mane is going to head that ball in. Mate, Jordan Henderson, take a fucking bow, because you had their pants down.
Due to no.
And Jürgen Klopp fuming after their goal. Pep Guardiola fuming the whole way through. I was sat with my mate James. James was on Guardiola watch for us. It was brilliant. Every time he scored, he sat down. He didn't stand up for about 5 minutes. Just class. Champions of Europe! Fucking right we are. Fucking right we are.
We shall not be moved. We shall not be moved.
Mate, like the video, subscribe to Red Men TV. Smash that button, smash that like button, subscribe. Yes, we are!
There you go, my voice is hoarse and now you know why. So we'll move it on then to the player rating show where there is a bit more talking. It's a bit more fun. We've got loads of Liverpool fans involved and it was fantastic. Listen to that now.
Hello, welcome to Player Ratings. It's Red Men TV. Liverpool, top of the Premier League. 8 points clear of second place. 9 points clear of Manchester City. We are here to rate the players. Let's start with Alisson. Sound game to me. He controlled his area like a fucking madman today, if I'm honest. Won everything in the air. Kept on getting the team on the bounce. Getting them forward with the ball, whether it's throws, whether it's kicks, doesn't matter. Taking time out of the game. And when you need to take time out of the game, then Alisson is the exact person that you need, because he just takes the piss, to be honest with you. So I'm giving him a 9 out of 10. I'm not arsed that he conceded the goal, to be honest with you. I don't think it was his fault. Trent Alexander-Arnold, my word. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Trent Alexander-Arnold. Tough game for him against Raheem Sterling, wasn't it? But he stood up to it with a little help from his friends.
Look, the thing about Trent Alexander-Arnold is that he's our youngest player on the pitch and he plays like he's the oldest, bar Virgil van Dijk, because he's another class. But that kid is amazing. He's younger than me. He's earning hundreds of grand a week to fucking kick Man City in the balls. And I'm sitting here talking about him. So that just puts into perspective what a legend he is. He was born a Liverpool player. He will die a Liverpool player. He's the next everything. You see De Bruyne cross the ball, Alexander-Arnold would do it better. You'll see Kyle Walker defend, Alexander-Arnold will do it better. You see counter-attack, Alexander-Arnold will read every single play. And I saw that. We saw that tonight. We saw that against Aston Villa. He just said it there. He works harder than anybody else on the field. And he was absolutely amazing. If he doesn't deserve all the credit in the world, then I
So what are you giving 10 out of 10 to that? 10. 10. 10. 10.
10. 10.
10. He was fucking brilliant and such all a tough game.
All you can ask from a Liverpool player is to put that T-shirt on, get on the field and give 110%. Doesn't matter how bad or good he plays, he does that every single time. And that, to me, is why he's one of the best.
Well said, lad. Dejan Lovren, I thought he was sound today. I thought Dejan was fucking brilliant. Wasn't he brilliant? Everyone's talking about it. Come in here, James, come in here. Mate, everyone's talking about Dejan Lovren coming into that game. And he stood up to everything City threw at him.
Dejan Lovren's a tough cunt. Listen, he's a proper mad bastard. Dejan, if you don't have a Dejan Lovren in your team, then you're fucked. Like, you know, do you know what I mean? Like, oh my goodness. Listen, yeah, the fact that he's sound, like, yeah, he's more than Shard. He's fucking Dejan Lovren. He's great, do you know what I mean? He's marvellous, mate. Do you want to talk about any other players, though, as well?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's like, come on, who are we talking about next? Because I could talk about all.
Andy Robertson.
Oh, my God. Andy Robbo. Okay. Yes. Come on. Hey. Oh, Andy. Here we go. Andy Robertson.
Oh. 10.
11, 12, 13, 100. Listen, Robertson is amazing, mate. He is the greatest left-back in world football without question. And I can say that with my chest, bro. I can say that easy. Honestly, lad, Robertson is amazing. The way he stands up to players, the way he pushed them off the ball. Listen, lad, Robertson is the complete full-back. Amazing, mate. Truly remarkable.
I suppose next we've got to do, he's our centre. Virgil van Dijk.
Who is that?
It's Virgil van Dijk. Mate, 10 out of 10 for Virgil today again.
Virg, 11. 11 out of 10. He is a solid rock on our defense, and there's nobody I would want in the team other than him. Dude, anchor that ship. Anchor. He is the anchor that makes that ship steady. And that's the calm that you get from him.
Fucking zen-like shit this, isn't it, man? It's fucking brilliant. Loving that stuff, mate. There was a little matter of a defensive midfielder who maybe just scored the greatest goal that Anfield's ever seen.
Who saw Fab scoring?
I was like that. He's never going to shoot. Fuck me, he's broken the net.
First start against City, and he bangs that goal in 8 minutes in. That's just what Fabinho does for free. Lad, he'll do that for free. He'll do that all day long if you want him to. Fabinho, sensational, mate. What are we chatting? 12, 13 out of 10? Which
those badly need a great song.
If you think about it, everybody says last year we were Fabinho starting against City away from us winning the league, and he's just gone and proved that at Anfield, and he scored an absolute rocket to literally just cement his team until he's 55. I want to watch him play football until he's 55. The stamina he has, he's like daddy long legs, and he collects the ball from everyone. I've never seen De Bruyne look so uncomfortable going forward, and De Bruyne's meant to be the best player in the world right now. And Fabinho put him in his back pocket and screamer.
Absolutely brilliant. It's a 10 out of 10 performance for him. I'll tell you right, people will probably disagree with me on this. Genie was good. My man of the match was Jordan Henderson. I thought that lad was fucking sensational there. Mate, he ran himself into the ground for the club. He runs himself into the ground every single day. The quality that he showed, the times over and over and over again he had to go and try and help out Trent Alexander-Arnold. He was pulling wide. He goes down the wing. He whips that ball in. Gate him over, 3-0 to Liverpool. Sadio Mane, because, you know, sticks it in the back of the net. Jordan Henderson was fantastic. I really hope it wasn't an injury, because it felt like the sub was made at, like, really early on. It was like 61 maybe minutes, something like that. Like, and I think we lost our way a little bit after that, not because it was James Milner's fault. We obviously changed formation. We go to 4-4-2, what it looked like to me anyway. Milner's boss, mate, as well. So I'm giving Jordan a 10. You want to talk about Gini Wijnaldum when we come here? How good was he?
Brilliant. His work rate was excellent. He never gave up. Passing, moving, just working for the team. It's absolutely brilliant.
Genie Wijnaldum!
Every time he picks the ball up, he's either got a pass on or he hasn't. And if he hasn't got a pass on, he'll just dribble past three players, won't he? And he just takes so much pressure off and just lets it out. And then you get back into position, you can go again. He's absolutely superb. Right-hand side, Mo Salah gets a goal. Fucking brilliant. He's getting a 9 out of 10, no problem. Roberto Firmino. A quiet game for Roberto, I think. I'm not going sevens today. I'm giving nines. I'm going nines, nines for Roberto. Sadio Mane as well gets another goal. He's getting a fucking 10 out of 10. No problem with that. James Milner coming on. Fuck it, 10 out of 10. I'm feeling good. Chamberlain, 10 out of 10. Fuck it. He's laughing. He's loving life still, isn't he? 10 out of 10. Fuck it. We're done here, aren't we? 10 out of 10. I fucking love this football club, you know. There's loads of reasons.
Champions of Europe! We are the champions! Champions of Europe! We are the champions! Champions of Europe! We are the champions! Champions of Europe!
Smash that like button, subscribe to the Red Men TV. And don't forget to check out the instant match reaction on the redmentv.com. £5 a month if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, fuck it right off. See you later. And finally, here's a little clip from the instant match reaction. About 10 minutes show available on the redmentv.com. It's £5 a month if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, fuck it off. 30 hours free entertainment in your first month. Get it in your ears, get it in your faces. Get subscribed and show support for the lads. Thank you very much. Liverpool top of the league. Still people singing it behind us. 9 points ahead of Manchester City now. 8 points ahead of Leicester City. 8 points ahead of Chelsea. 34 points. I don't know the maths on this, right? We're on 34 points, so we need 20 wins and 6 draws from, is it 26 we've got left? We've got about that left, yeah? That puts us on a clean 100 points, which I'd be kind of happy with, to be honest with you. James, what a performance today.
Oh, no, seriously, like, that was true, just annihilation at its best, you know, especially over the past few weeks as well. Like, I'm not going to lie, I came into this game, I'm always confident in Liverpool, don't get me wrong, but going into this game, I did have my nerves, because I think we can all agree that recently, yeah, we've been getting results, which is great, which is what you need to do when you're not performing at your top echelon, do you know what I mean? But today it was like Liverpool were back. Like, that was the proper way that we like to see Liverpool play. Recently, you know, we've been grinding results out against Tottenham, you know, got just about getting a result against Man United, etc. You know, all these different results. And then today we go into this game, we have the nerves there, we had everything going against us in some ways, and then we just go out, we smash Man City after the first 15 minutes. It was the perfect performance, it was the perfect night, it was just amazing, Chris. Yeah.
There you go, that has been the post-match podcast. I really hope you've enjoyed that. If you have, give it a little share on social media for us. If you want more of that instant match reaction with me and James Redmond, as I mentioned, the redmentv.com, Liverpool top of the league. Liverpool, top of the league.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.